Time to chat some racing with Adam Pengilly. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Berkey.
Mate, good morning.
Glenn Boss, what's he doing for the autumn?
Yeah, interesting call, Dave. He's decided to base himself in Melbourne at least for the first half of the autumn carnival, and that's basically because of the border restrictions. I know things are just starting to settle down, I suppose, a little bit at the moment, but Bossy doesn't want to get caught up in any more border closure, so he decided to go down to Melbourne for the first half of the autumn carnival. He's got a couple of really nice horses to follow down there, obviously. Sir Dragonet, the Cox Plate winner, we discussed on the program earlier this week, might sort of head towards a race off the All-Star Mile, potentially first up. And, of course, Bivouac, who'll be targeted at the big sprints down the straight there at Flemington early in the autumn carnival. So Bossy's done a fair bit of travelling, it must be said, in the last couple of months. I think he spent a bit of time up there in Queensland leading up to the Magic Millions Carnival, head down to Melbourne for the start of the autumn carnival. He spent too much time in Sydney, it must be said. So he's chasing those big feature race rides. I think at his stage of his career, Group 1s mean more than anything else. So we'll hopefully get see him riding a few Group 1s down there in Melbourne.
Now, what about Mystic Journey's run yesterday at Launceston? What did you make of that one, Adam?
Oh, Berkey, unbelievable. She got beaten at $1.09, $1.10 last night at Launceston in the 1,200-metre weight for age race. That price is usually only reserved for Black Caviar and Winx. But some punters wanted to climb in there. I think the official fluctuation stated she was $1.18 out to $1.22, then backed into $1.10 in a small sort of 5 or 6 horse field. She got rolled. Probably the Journey's probably better, short of her best trip, 1,200 metres. She might have been a little bit vulnerable first up, but the punters certainly didn't think so. So I don't know what that means for the rest of her campaign. She's obviously not quite the same horse that we've seen earlier in her career when she won that All-Star Mile and then she ran in a Cox Plate. I think since that Cox Plate in that spring, she hasn't quite been the same horse, but hopefully she can recapture some of her best form for Adam Trinder. But it's not often you see these headline horses go down at $1.09, $1.10. But unfortunately for connections, last night at Launceston, that was the case.
What about, what's happened at Ascot? I see, is there a particular owner that wants to launch some legal action about a result?
Yeah, this is a story, Dave, that really caught my attention yesterday. The two-year-old race at Ascot there on Saturday was won by a horse called Top of the Mountain, who led them up and just held on. There was a horse that came flying from back in the field called Green and Shady. Now, the result was declared a nose as a margin for Top of the Mountain. Now, Green and Shady's owner was on track. He asked to inspect the photo finish in the steward's room. They let him have a look at that. He wasn't satisfied. They went up to the judge's tower to look at the photo finish. He still thought his horse had won, but unfortunately for him, Stewart's declared correct weight, and Top of the Mountain was the winner. Now, he's basically come out in the last day or two saying that the matter's not over. I'm not finished with this. And he's taken legal advice to take legal action, thinking that his horse has actually won the race. So he's convinced, watching the replays at home on the TV and freeze frame and slowing it down, his horse still won. He's convinced on the photo finish there was a margin to his horse. But unfortunately for him, the stewards and the judge didn't see it that way. So not always great when we see races trying to be decided in a courtroom.
Never.
It looks like it potentially could be going down that path.
Yeah,
jeez,
never.
That's unbelievable. Mate, question for you before the 7 o'clock news. Our national sport.
Yeah, I've heard you guys talking about it all morning. I still think it's probably cricket. You'd think it's cricket, isn't it, surely? Like, given how much it's enriched and ingrained in our culture. Mm. Outside of that, I know rugby league fans will turn up their nose to this, but I think AFL probably shares a fair bit more popularity than rugby league across the whole of Australia. But you made an interesting point about netball a little bit earlier. It's growing in popularity and participation is incredible. So if you want to go down that path, potentially netball could be our national sport in the future. But at the moment, for me, I still think it's probably cricket.